Hello, 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 everyone. I'm Brenda Douglas from Prince George's County, Maryland, and I help people buy a home to age in place or sell a home to downsize or right size into the perfect house. In this episode, I want to talk about the pros and cons of downsizing your home. But first, before we begin, the question is, what is downsizing? Downsizing is when you reduce the amount of stuff that you have in your house to move from a larger home to a smaller home. Now, there are many reasons why people choose to downsize, but in this particular episode, we're going to discuss the pros and cons of downsizing your home. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back. Did you know that the first step to downsizing your home is to declutter the space? Guys, and I know that some people have lived in their home 15 years, 20 years, and you can accumulate a lot of stuff, right? Listen, don't get overwhelmed, right? As that saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? You eat it one bite at a time, right? So you want to take your time, but the moment that you decide that you want to downsize your home, you need to start decluttering, right? So you're going to trash some items. You're going to sell some items, donate, or keep and organize it. So if you decide to keep it, you need to give it a home in the house. You need to organize it, okay? So again, the first step to downsizing is to declutter. All right, now before I dive into the pros and cons of downsizing, let me just first say that only you can decide when the time is right, right? Only you can decide that. And there are some indicators that it might be time for you to downsize. For example, utilities, which is the first item on the advantages to downsizing list. When you downsize into a smaller home, you have lower utility bills. Why? Because you don't have so much square footage, right? So your electric bill can be lower, the gas, the water, all of those utilities that you are required to pay when you own a home, right? So one of the pros to downsizing is you have cheaper utility bills. In fact, if your utility bills are 30% of your income, and especially if it impairs your ability to pay for necessities such as food, then that is a red flag or an indicator that it may be time for you to downsize. And let me just say that downsizing is not a bad thing at all, right? In fact, it could be considered right sizing, right? Some of you, your children have gone off. You're an empty nester like myself. And so you have space, right? So it may not be a bad idea to downsize and lower your utility bills so that you can have more money. Another advantage of downsizing is exactly what I said, to have more cash flow. For you to be able to go different places, concerts and games. I know here in the DMV, we have a lot of community events. Some of them are free. Some of our museums are free. But some activities, concerts and theater and, games, things of that nature cost money, right? So when you downsize, you have additional income to be able to do things so that you can enjoy life. You are able to take classes. Again, here in Prince George's County, Maryland, we do have classes for seniors that are at a reduced rate. Our seniors here in the DMV or Prince George's County, Maryland, can also ride the bus at a reduced rate, right? And in some cases, they can ride it free, right? The point is that there are ways for you to get around, but when you reduce the utilities, you'll have more money, or downsize, I should say, reduce your costs, then you'll have more cash flow to be able to do things that you enjoy or maybe have always wanted to do, including taking that vacation, right? Also, when you downsize, you will be able to pay less on your mortgage and insurance. And then I've already said utilities, right? So you can reduce your expenses, right? Including your home insurance, because once the size of the home reduces, so will the amount of the insurance premium, that is. The other thing is that you will have less maintenance, right? A bigger home requires more maintenance, more home for you to clean, right? However, when you move into a smaller space, and let me just say, some people love that idea of tiny homes, and yet some people feel like it's too tiny, right? The idea is for you to find the right size for you in this moment in time, right? So I'm not saying downsize and go into a home that is extremely, extremely small that you're not comfortable with, right? You need to find a what you call a right size home, right? So again, you have less home to clean when you have less space. Now, yes, it also again means that you need to declutter, but at the same time, you don't have as much maintenance when you have a smaller space. Now, some people live in communities here in Prince George's County, Maryland, even though we have the subway and we also have the, or they call it a metro rail. We have the metro rail that has the tunnel that the trains go in. And we also have metro buses. When you go further out in some areas, the buses, go through more frequently than others. So there's some areas where the buses don't go at all. And there's some places within Maryland where the buses may come every hour. Then there are other places in Maryland where the bus may come every 30 minutes. And then you have some place where it comes more frequently than that, right? So the point is that the further out you are, the less likely you are to have transportation, right? So perhaps you can downsize and move into a more walkable community, right? Now, I will say that the closer you get into the District of Columbia, the higher the prices can be. But the trade-off is that you don't have to necessarily have a car, right? And that's the beautiful thing about living in the District of Columbia. There are many different ways that you can commute without a car, including walking to stores, right? Well, there's some parts of Maryland and Prince George's County in particular that allows that as well. The stores are very convenient. And also same thing with Charles County. Some of those stores are walkable, right? But it depends on where you're working. The point is that some neighborhoods are walkable to stores and libraries and community centers where you can get out. So the trade-off for moving closer in, or even downsizing can be to move into a walkable neighborhood where you don't have to worry about car maintenance. You don't have to worry about a car note. You don't have to worry about car insurance, right? So that could be a solution or a pro for downsizing. And not having a car or not driving as much can reduce your auto expenses, right? Also, when you downsize, you can have a lower tax bill, right? Because the assessment of your home is based on the size. One of the factors is the size or the square footage, right? Well, when you have a smaller size, then you have less square footage, and so your tax bill will be less. And another advantage of downsizing is once again, you get to declutter. You get to get rid of things that you have just sitting around. We all have things sitting around that we don't necessarily use. And yet at the same time, we keep it for whatever reason. So listen, another pro is to make money from those possessions that you have just sitting around, right? One man's junk is another man's treasure is what I like to say. I love going to thrift stores and yard sales and garage sales and things of that nature. And so, listen, I feel like why not make money off of what you have? There are websites that you can go onto and sell those items. Make a profit from what you have, guys. They have OfferUp, you have Facebook Marketplace, you have Craigslist, you have places where you have yard sales and flea markets, community yard sales and flea markets here in Prince George's County, Maryland. The point is that make money from what you have, right? Use it to your advantage to make some cash, right? So those are some of the pros of downsizing your home. Now, some of the cons of downsizing right now in 2023, in particular, is the interest rate, right? So some of you have lived in your home and the home is paid off, or you're at the doorstep of having it paid off, right? So now there are some instances, depending on what side, how much the house is that you're moving into, it could be possible for you to sell one home, right, and move into another home with the proceeds. That is very possible, right? However, it depends on how much that other home is, including the interest rates, etc., right? So in some cases, for some people, you may have to get another mortgage, depending on, again, the cost of that home versus the cost of your home. It also depends on whether or not you have a second mortgage. It also depends on whether or not there are liens. Those things have to be paid off before you can even sell the home, right? So it just depends on your situation. Every situation is different. But that could be a possibility that you would have to get another mortgage. Now, it's the trade-off, because a smaller home would mean less utilities. However, you may have to have a mortgage, even if it's a small mortgage in some cases. Again, every situation is different, but that could be something that that some people may not like, right? Another disadvantage of downsizing is the fact that you have to get movers, right? You have to pay for the moving expenses, right? You have to pack up your stuff, right? And some people don't like that. But let me tell you, as a senior real estate agent, I have connections with senior move management. That means that they're used to working with seniors. They're able to help you guys pack and ship the things. I have connections with senior move-in managers to help make that process easier for you. But it is, one of the disadvantages is that the fact that you would have to pay the moving expenses, or any moving company for that matter, to relocate to your space. And then also you have to put in the work to declutter, right? We have to work together, me as your senior real estate agent, and then, the move-in manager to get you packed up and moved and decluttered, right? So I also team up with organizers to help you and to declutter. I make sure that they do organizing and declutter. You have to declutter the home first before you can organize, right? When you decide to keep the items, that's when the organization comes into play, right? But for me, it's important that the person that I'm partnering with has both the declutter skills as well as the organization skills, so that we can part with some things. Because sometimes, when people have lived in their home 15, 20 years, they may have lost a loved one. And so some things are sentimental, because it also may be, something that belonged to their babies, their children, when they were babies, right? So I work again with senior managers so that we can, so that the senior manager can work with you, but there will be an expense for that as well, right? So whenever you move, and this is, whenever you move, there's always an expense. You got to buy boxes. You have to put in the work to declutter and to decide what's staying and what's going. You have to consider the size of the space that you're going to and make sure that what you have can fit into the space, right? Because you don't want to move there and be cluttered, right? So you have to put in the work, and then also the fees that are associated with moving. Now, should you decide to move into an assisted living facility, you would also have to consider that communities that have 55 and older communities have rules, right? And so you have to understand those rules and also make adjustments to accommodate those rules. For example, 55 and older communities don't allow people who are under a certain age to live with you past 6 days, right? So if you know you're a family type of person, you have so-and-so who comes from out of town and they stay, maybe your daughter or your son comes home and stays for about 2 weeks. Well, in that particular community, 6 days is too much, right? And they have to go if they're not a certain age. So it's very important when you're living in these or moving into these 55 plus communities, it's very important that you understand what the rules and the guidelines are, right? So that it does not cause any problem. But for some people, that could be a con. That can be a turnoff for them, right? So just keep that in mind. The other thing is if you're moving into an assisted living facility, again, you want to measure the space and you want to make sure that your items can fit into the space, right? Because some people may be moving from a 5-bedroom home into a 2-bedroom, right? Into a 2-bedroom. And when you think about it, a home that size, 5 bedrooms, will usually have more than one bathroom. It usually has more than one level, and it usually has a lot of square footage. And so what do we do? We fit stuff into that space, right? Well, when you're moving into a 2-bedroom, then again, you have to put in the work to declutter and think about how downsizing, right? Measuring the space. And I can definitely help with that. But my point is you still have to think about how you want that done. We have to plan and work together to get you moved into that assisted living facility if that's what you choose to do. Another con could be storage costs, right? Because a lot of times when your home is on the market, if you have a lot of items in your home, sometimes it's best to put those things in storage temporarily while your home is on the market, so that if there's a lot of stuff, only if you have a lot of stuff, so that, you know, the home is the buyer can envision themselves in the space, right? So for some people, that could be a con or a disadvantage, because then you have to pay the rental fees of the storage. Now, I do not personally suggest that anybody moves into downsize into a new home and then have a storage on the side. Like, I just think that's to me is pointless, right? So I just feel like if you downsize, you just want to make sure that your stuff can accommodate the space rather than you moving into a new space and then also having a storage unit. I totally disagree with that, but it's your call. But that could be a disadvantage if that's what someone chooses to do. Another disadvantage is that when you downsize, you don't have the extra space, right? Again, when you have a big home, then your goal, you make it your goal a lot of times, is to fill that space so it does not feel empty, right? You want to make it feel like home. However, when you downsize, you don't have as much space, right? So for some people, that could be a disadvantage. And for some people, they'll welcome it because there's less maintenance. Okay, now, should you decide to move into an assisted living facility, then it could be a matter of you going from having a mortgage to being a renter, right? Again, it's totally optional, but at the same time, it is an option, an assisted living renting, right? Now, just understand that when you move into these assisted living facilities or into a senior apartment, understand that your rates go up, your rental rates can go up just like the traditional. So it's not a thing of, oh, we're seniors and we're on a fixed income, so you shouldn't raise our rent. No, here in Prince George's County, they just voted on it. There is a 3% cap, right? a 3% cap. The point is, it still went up. It still went up regardless of whether or not you're a senior. So for some people, switching from having a fixed rate mortgage to a rental situation, you know, that could be a disadvantage. Again, you can still move into the traditional condo or the traditional house without having the rental or the condo fees and things of that nature, right? You can just get a smaller home, smaller yard. The other thing I want to say is right now here in Prince George's County, although it is a seller's market, the inventory is so low, right? The inventory is less than 1,000 a month. It has been. So if you live here in Prince George's County, Maryland, again, the inventory is low. So then it would be a question of, well, where am I going to go? Right now, there are some things that you can do to bridge that, transition. However, just remember, or just know that you don't want to wait on it, right? If you have a desire to downsize or even buy a home, now is the time to start looking, even though the inventory is low, right? Because it may take you time to find it, right? But at least you'll be in position to move and move forward when that opportunity presents itself. All right, guys. So I hope that this has been helpful. Again, I'm Brenda Douglas from Prince George's County, Maryland, and I am a senior real estate agent. And you can reach me on all platforms by going to 50plushometeam.com or just 50plushometeam. And my name is Brenda Douglas. Thank you so much for listening.